It's 8:30 now, 74 degrees in Indianapolis, and the forecast is coming up after a look at our local news. And with that, once again, here's Sharon Allseth on this Monday morning. Good morning.
Thanks, Scott. Good morning, everyone. This is Indiana Private College Week, a campaign by the state's 31 private nonprofit colleges and universities to get more Indiana students to visit their campuses. Mary Ellen Hamer is with the organization Independent Colleges of Indiana.
We do think that often parents rule out private colleges without ever exploring what is available for them.
Each of the schools will host special events this week as well as continue offering campus tours. Hamer says this week also aims to dispel the idea that private colleges are too expensive for many families.
More than 90% of the students at independent colleges here in Indiana receive one or more types of financial aid.
Central Indiana's private schools include Franklin College, Anderson, Butler, Marion, and Martin Universities, as well as the University of Indianapolis. Ball State University is a place to watch the development of sustainable energy systems, most notably a campus-wide geothermal project being led by Facilities Director Jim Lowe. On WFYI's No Limits show, Lowe explained that the first phase is a couple of months away from startup.
Geothermal, in our case, is drilling into the ground, installing heat exchangers, a tube that will flow water down into the ground, in our case 400 feet, and back up, that will allow the thermodynamic property to occur where energy will either flow into the ground or back into that water system. And we'll use that source to simultaneously make both hot water and chilled water that will provide the heating and cooling needs for our campus, which will replace or allow us to shut down our coal-fired boilers.
Lowe says he expects within a few years, Ball State's entire campus will be heated and cooled with the geothermal system and no fossil fuels. Coming up this Thursday at noon, No Limits will feature an hour with IMPD Chief Paul Soselski. Firefighters used a ladder truck to help several people down from the elevated People Mover electric train that runs between IU hospitals downtown. Officials say 11 people were in the train cars when a power spike blew a fiber optic cable and cut power Sunday. Firefighters had to help 8 people, including some kids, down from one of the cars about 45 minutes after it became stranded. Another car with 3 people inside was towed to a station. Power was restored a short time later. Indiana National Guard members could find themselves returning to Iraq next year, 4 years after returning home. Lieutenant Colonel Mark Weaver says a unit has received a notification of sourcing that is the first step toward an official mobilization notice. About 3,400 members of the brigade were deployed to Iraq in 2008. It was part of the largest deployment of National Guard troops from Indiana since World War II. The unit has increased its training recently in preparation for a possible deployment as part of Operation New Dawn. An effort to win federal funding for an Indiana facility that will produce vaccines for pandemic flu has taken a key step forward. Wayne Pratt has more. Inside Indiana Business.
The Indiana Biodefense Consortium has submitted its proposal to officials in Washington, D.C. Chief Executive Officer Dr. Jorg Schreiber says the effort is now shifting to raising private capital for the operation that could create up to 300 high-paying biotech jobs in Indiana.
On the government side, it will be about 9 months until an award is awarded, and we will use the time in between to create in an A round of funding about $25 million for the company. Might be followed by another round, but the next 9 months will be very much focused on that fundraising.
Schreiber made the comments on Inside Indiana Business Television. A full interview is on our website, insideindianabusiness.com. New Haven-based Aeroton Plastics Materials is hoping to invest nearly $1 million and create 25 jobs in Fort Wayne. The Journal Gazette is reporting the City Council will hear a 7-year tax abatement request this week. The company is reportedly hoping to buy and renovate an existing warehouse and add manufacturing and logistical distribution equipment. If approved, the move would nearly double the company's workforce. More details are expected today about a new owner for bankrupt electric vehicle company Think Global. Officials with the company's Think North America unit are confident this new ownership structure will lead to the resumption of production at its facility in Elkhart. Work stopped earlier this year because parts needed to assemble the vehicles in Elkhart had not arrived from Europe. This is Inside Indiana Business Radio on WFYI.
First person is a new point of view. First person benefit advisors looks at employee benefits differently, with strategies and services for keeping employees and companies well and well off. More at firstpersonadvisors.com.
Inside Indiana Business is supported by Indiana University's Kelly School of Business, providing a personalized approach to business education and career advancement. Learn more at Kelly, kelley.iu.edu.
Another Indiana city is touting some economic development achievements. More this morning from Inside Indiana Business reporter Andy Ober.
Lafayette area economic leaders say 2011 has been a good year so far. Greater Lafayette Commerce says the region has added more than 1,200 new jobs and secured more than $355 million in capital investments this year. The organization says all sectors are seeing growth, but the industrial manufacturing sector is leading the pack in both capital investments and the number of new jobs. As for public spending, Purdue leads the way with nearly $84 million in investments. Andy Ober, Inside Indiana Business Radio.
The Ball State University Foundation has hired a New York-based investment bank to manage the school's $160 million endowment. Perella Weinberg Partners says its agility unit took over management of the fund earlier this month. Bloomberg reports the foundation has been exploring the possibility over the last few months. Later today on Inside Indiana Business Radio, we will have the latest business news on FM 90.1. Until then, updates are available at InsideIndianaBusiness.com, your source for news, video, and business on demand. I'm Wayne Pratt for WFYI Public Radio for your information.
WFYI weather brought to you by BarringtonJewels.com. Today, mostly sunny with a high of 91, mostly clear tonight, low 69. Tomorrow through Thursday, sunny with a high tomorrow of 90, 93 on Wednesday, and 95 on Thursday. Right now it's cloudy and 74 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.
Okay, Sharon, thank you very much. It's 8:38 now at 90.1 FM. And on the racetrack in Edmonton yesterday, Will Power won the IndyCar race with Elliott.